Have you ever seen a movie in which a building was burned down or a bridge was destroyed? Have you seen a film in which a train crashed or a ship sank into the ocean? If so, you may have wondered how these things could happen without harming the people in the film. The man who knows the answer is the special effect man. He has one of the most important jobs in the film industry. He may be ordered to create a flood or to make a battlefield explode. But he may also be asked to create a special effect which is much less exciting, though just as important to the success of the film. In a scene for one movie, there was a big glass bowl filled with water in which small fish were swimming. The director of the movie wanted the fish to stop swimming suddenly while they seemed to stare at an actor. Then the director wanted the fish to stop staring and swim away. But the fish can't be ordered to do anything. It was quite a problem. The special effect man thought about this problem for quite a long time. The result was an idea for controlling the fish with a harmless use of electricity. First, he applied electricity to the fish bowl, causing the fish to be absolutely still. Then he rapidly reduced the amount of electricity, allowing the fish to swim away. Thus, he got the humorous effect that the director wanted.
Now the passage will be read again.
Have you ever seen a movie in which a building was burned down or a bridge was destroyed? Have you seen a film in which a train crashed or a ship sank into the ocean? If so, you may have wondered how these things could happen without harming the people in the film. The man who knows the answer is the special effect man. He has one of the most important jobs in the film industry. He may be ordered to create a flood or to make a battlefield explode. But he may also be asked to create a special effect which is much less exciting, though just as important to the success of the film. In a scene for one movie, there was a big glass bowl filled with water in which small fish were swimming. The director of the movie wanted the fish to stop swimming suddenly while they seemed to stare at an actor. Then the director wanted the fish to stop staring and swim away. But the fish can't be ordered to do anything. It was quite a problem. The special effect man thought about this problem for quite a long time. The result was an idea for controlling the fish with a harmless use of electricity. First he applied electricity to the fishbowl, causing the fish to be absolutely still. Then he rapidly reduced the amount of electricity, allowing the fish to swim away. Thus he got the humorous effect that the director wanted. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Have you ever seen a movie in which a building was burned down or a bridge was destroyed? Have you seen a film in which a train crashed or a ship sank into the ocean? If so, you may have wondered how these things could happen without harming the people in the film. The man who knows the answer is the special effect man. He has one of the most important jobs in the film industry. He may be ordered to create a flood or to make a battlefield explode. But he may also be asked to create a special effect which is much less exciting, though just as important to the success of the film. In a scene for one movie, there was a big glass bowl filled with water in which small fish were swimming. The director of the movie wanted the fish to stop swimming suddenly while they seemed to stare at an actor. Then the director wanted the fish to stop staring and swim away. But the fish can't be ordered to do anything. It was quite a problem. The special effect man thought about this problem for quite a long time. The result was an idea for controlling the fish with a harmless use of electricity. First he applied electricity to the fishbowl, causing the fish to be absolutely still. Then he rapidly reduced the amount of electricity, allowing the fish to swim away. Thus he got the humorous effect that the director wanted.